Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. Many cities today animate public spaces with art and stories, stories of the reasons the cities are there in the first place. It is known in the planning world as placemaking, and it starts with the idea that this place matters and should be celebrated. It can be further defined as a many-faceted approach to planning, design, and management of public spaces. It capitalizes on a local community's assets, inspiration, and potential with the intention of creating a public realm that promotes people's health, happiness, and well-being. In Philadelphia, a downtown riverfront neighborhood became a fun place where locals could gather to enjoy food, craft beers, and live music in a relaxed backyard atmosphere. The pier features a beer garden with many historic objects, lumber from old shipping pallets made into planting boxes, disassembled industrial spools made into tabletops, recycled chairs, umbrellas, and market lights. It is a strong example of placemaking because it brings people to the waterfront, creates a comfortable public space with great views, and tells the story of why the city is there. In Tampa, Florida, a space dubbed an urban miracle is a major redevelopment with a parking lot removed and moved underground, allowing a plaza for festivals, an estimated 50 new restaurants, and links to trails along the Hillsborough River that tell the story of why the city is there. Here in the Quad Cities, there's an effort to tell the stories of the first crossing of the Rock Island Railroad in 1856. To turn the area into a truly great place, River Action is creating a museum without walls that takes people to sites that tell the stories of the Black Hawk Treaty signing, Antoine LeClaire, Dred Scott, the First Bridge, the Abraham Lincoln F.E. Afton court case, the John Brown Freedom Trail, the Mormon Wagon Trail, Colonel Davenport, and Fort Armstrong. With art, street theater, laser shows on the river stage, and circulation trails that hold artifacts of the first bridge that entertain and educate, this project goes beyond just protecting historical landmarks. It illustrates how public spaces are connected with cultural, artistic, and heritage values.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.